Hi, welcome to Boo Key. Today we will unlock the book, A Short History of Nearly Everything. If we were to compress Earth's 4.6 billion years of history into one single, ordinary day, the first primitive signs of life would emerge at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Single-celled organisms appeared early, but it was not until 8:30 that large quantities of microbes started to grow. The first batch of sea plants would come into being soon after, and 20 minutes later, the first ever school of jellyfish would be born. At about 9:04 at night, the ancient trilobites and other creatures arrived, triggering what is known among biologists as the Cambrian explosion, a great outburst of life in the Cambrian period. Close to 10 at night, the Earth saw its very first signs of vegetation and its first batch of terrestrial animals. At 10:24, the great forests of the Carboniferous period started covering the entire surface of the Earth, and the first winged insects began dancing in the air. The dinosaurs came just past 11 at night, and later dominated the Earth. Then, they would suddenly vanish in 21 minutes, and the era of the mammals would begin. Humans would not enter the scene until just 1 minute and 17 seconds to midnight, and all of the documented history of mankind would in fact only span a few seconds long in this countdown. In this one day of the Earth's lifespan, its continents would keep shifting and colliding with one another. This would continuously cause mountains, rivers and oceans to transform drastically, and glacial fields to keep drifting. On average, a meteorite would collide into the Earth 3 times every minute, yet life would still continue. And relative to the scale of development of the entire universe itself, this compressed history of the Earth could just be an ordinary day. We are all living in a universe that we may not quite understand yet. In the process of attempting to solve the puzzle that lies at the heart of this universe, scientists have resigned themselves to the idea that our cosmos carries so many mysteries that it is impossible to fully explain it. Each time science successfully finds the key to one of the locked boxes, there would always be another one within that box. However, it is precisely these unsolved mysteries that propel the development of science and mankind. This is what the author Bill Bryson shines a light on in his book A Short History of Nearly Everything. He discusses the process of people unraveling the mysteries of the universe, the Earth, and life itself. Now, let us process the key contents of this book through 3 separate parts. Part 1, The Mystery of the Universe. Part 2, The History of the Earth. Part 3, The Miracle of Life.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.